B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. Good morning. It's 5:43. June 1st. Welcome to June.
Beautiful sunrise this morning.
Yeah.
I'm driving to work.
It was a gorgeous sunrise.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Just, it was, yeah.
When you consider what a crappy night it was for Boston, you wake up and go, wow, it's beautiful today.
Yeah.
Let's try again.
Today is a new day.
This was a rough weekend. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't help but watch the news in shock.
Doom scrolling
on websites and Twitter and everywhere else. It's just it's hard to take it all in and think, what is wrong?
It's too much
with this 2020. This whole year, our country.
It was enough with the pandemic. You'd think.
You slap this on. You had a line this morning. We were talking. That 2020 thinks it's...
Yeah, didn't realize that 2020 wanted to be 1918 and 1968 at the same time.
Yes.
Because it really remind me of 1968.
It does.
And it's
with the riots and the streets. And,
you know, it's a lot. So I watched a lot of Netflix comedy.
Did you escape a little bit?
And yeah. Lucy got a new bike built for
that
two.
That bike is adorable, by the way.
Oh, it's so great.
It's a two-seater.
It's a two-seater
three-wheeler.
Yeah. And
I saw the video that you filmed. She wasn't doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Well, here.
At least in that particular video.
To defend my daughter, Lucy, who is a lot like her mother. And then she's like, I'll just sit here.
Right.
Does this have a cup holder?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm like, that's what it needs. She's a pipsqueak. She's real small.
She
she needs pedal extenders. She needs the blocks like a little kid. Because she kind of is a little kid. So, she loves it, though. We took a ride every day.
Yeah. That looks fun.
Yeah.
It's something that, you could take on vacation.
Exactly.
Although, your own little Surrey, right?
It is like a Surrey.
You're going to need a trailer.
I do need a trailer.
That's what I was thinking.
So I thought, I called the company. I was like, do you recommend a bike rack for this? And she's like,
The roof of your car.
There's no bike rack that will hold that. You have to get a trailer.
I have a trailer.
I know. I thought of you, and I was like, well, maybe I'm going to.
So that was a nice part of the weekend.
Oh, it was really nice. So that was one thing.
It was a gorgeous weekend. We did a lot of work around the house.
That was nice. A lot of plantings.
Apparently, the former owner of my house had a massive green thumb.
Oh, that's awful.
A lot of
one of those
pressure.
Guys. I know.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, wisteria.
Oh, it's beautiful. You're so lucky.
Oh, yeah, but wisteria is like your hair. Every month, you'd better get trim it down.
Wait a minute.
Right? You got to.
Or it'll get out of control.
What you're saying.
That's won't stop growing. You know, it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah, good to be back.
Wow. He's good.
Huh?
Job.
Hair, it's like wisteria. You have a lot of hair.
I have a lot of hair. Yes, I guess I have a lot of out-of-control hair that
can't
needs
let
to be
it go.
Tamed. No,
yeah,
I guess not.
I don't know if you can tame.
But thank you so much.
Too tough.
I'm never ever going to look at. I mean, that's
what?
A real. That's a leap, isn't it?
No,
it's like your hair.
We're trying to put a shine on this show. I thought,
but
you
I do like wisteria.
A lot of hair.
It's very beautiful. Does it?
I'd kill
like
for
a vine, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it just vines, and it grows and twines. And
yeah, like my hair. Yeah. And next thing you know, you have a sea witch living in your porch.
You said that, not me. Anyway. All right.
Nice.
See, I knew I would somehow get us back to normal.
Yes, right, exactly.
All right. Sunny today and 65, so that's nice. A few clouds tonight, down to 48. Boy, it opened the windows last night. Wasn't that good?
Huh? Well, you know me. I like to complain about the weather.
Right.
Everything else.
I'm not sure you can today, kid. Sunny and 65?
Sunny and 65 is my fave.
Okay. 70
would be nice.
70 is tomorrow.
there's no chance you're going to break a sweat today.
No.
So that's good.
There's that. See? Look at that. We're gonna
no
look
chance
for,
of sweat. That's
we're going to look
my
for some bright spots after this weekend. We'll see. All right. Here's Free. It's all right now. What is it? 48?
Yes.
Is that good?
No.
No.
It's not.
Take it. All right.
Now the ROR Morning Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote. LBF, what's coming up?
Well, did you have a graduation parade this weekend or planning one this week? There's a group of students who are a little bit luckier because they have a nice, fun twist on their parade.
Okay. Well, it's a good weekend for it.
Yeah. Anywhere.
Yeah.
They live in a hot area.
Yeah.
All right. I had a couple of the Celtics who were out this weekend doing cool things. I'll let you know who they were.
Okay. Did you guys watch the space launch of that SpaceX rocket? Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little. Right, I watched it on delay.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about the astronauts, Bob and Doug.
Bob and Doug. Dougie.
They sound a little familiar, don't they?
Okay.
Bob and
yes,
Doug.
They do.
All right. So who was on the rocket and would you do it? That's coming up.
Okay. So shout out to Canton High School seniors, class of 2020. They had a great parade on Saturday morning. Drove through the streets of Canton. Yeah. Lucy and Dave were outside and waving. I was actually getting my hair cut. That was scheduled
That's
before.
Nice.
Sorry I missed it.
Oh, you're
But congratulations.
Okay.
But
you wouldn't have missed that haircut for Lucy's graduation.
Yeah, it's very true. I'm like, you're on your own, kid. I got to go get this haircut. But it's cool to live in Key West. Because if you were a graduating senior at a high school in Key West, guess how they had their parade?
Got to be a boat.
Somerset Island Prep seniors put on their cap and gowns yesterday only to jump on a jet ski to get their diplomas. The principal stood on a nearby boat with an extension pole in order to safely give the students
That's
their certification.
Funny.
Each participating senior took a jet ski safety course. Isn't that part of like living in Key West the day before? And wore a life jacket under the gown.
Now that's cute.
That's awesome, right?
Imagine growing up in Key West.
No.
Where do you move to after that?
I don't know.
Like, what's cooler?
Like, wait, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, I think I need to move to Tulsa.
No.
No one ever said that.
No. I've never been to Key West. It was actually on my...
Never been to Tulsa,
I've never been to Key West, and it's on my list.
You go, you keep going back. It's one of those places you... Just once you go, you keep going back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't go.
Oh, that's nice, Bob. Bob doesn't want me to go.
No, we don't. All right, Brian.
All right. Well, you know, shout out to Jaylen Brown from the Celtics. Yesterday, he drove 15 hours Boston to Atlanta and then took part in leading the peaceful protest down in Atlanta. He grew up just outside in Marietta, Georgia, and... A couple of local guys, too, guys on the Celtics that were out locally. Marcus Smart, I saw him out on Channel 5 during the peaceful protest. And then Enes Kanter, also right in the middle of the crowd, you know, just saying, hey, you know, we're with you. We got to get some change going here.
See,
and,
I think those are the people that can set an example. Big athletes that maybe the kids will look up to these athletes as the way to do it right.
Yeah,
you know,
it was good to see. Yeah. Jaylen Brown's a smart kid. He's 23. He's the vice president of the NBA Players Association,
right.
And he's out there saying, "Hey, I'm young. I don't have all the answers, but
right.
I gotta do something."
And he's doing it the right way.
It was good.
Yeah, you need more Jaylen Browns.
Yeah, the way to go.
Okay, so did you guys watch the launch Saturday? You didn't watch the launch.
I didn't watch it live.
LBF.
I just feel like 2020 is a little crazy, and I don't want to like
anything.
Anything
would surprise you,
yeah.
Or not surprise
so
you.
So I watched it on the replay.
Oh, you saw the replay.
Once everything went okay.
I was like, everything good? All right, I'm sitting down.
Right. Well, I forgot it was happening. My older brother is a fanatic for this. He was an engineer, so
he was
all about it. He's like, hey, the launch, 3 o'clock, T-minus, okay. So I turned it on, and there was trepidation. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
First of all, it's the first time in 9-10 years that we've launched our own rocket into space. We've been bumming rides from Russians.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not good.
So SpaceX...
that's like hitchhiking in the 70s.
It doesn't feel... And they charge a lot of money. They ain't
right?
no freebies. So you got to give hats off to Elon Musk and SpaceX. It was phenomenal. And the crew was Bob and Doug. Good old Bob and Doug, and they were cool customers.
Bob, Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Thanks, Bob. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human
ride for Falcon 9, and it was incredible. Appreciate all the hard work, and thanks for the great ride to space.
You bet, eh?
Great ride to space, eh?
They have beer. Yeah. They're Molson, right?
Yeah.
Don't they like Molson?
Yeah.
Isn't it Molson?
What's the name of that movie?
Strange Brew.
Strange Brew, okay.
All right, so here, let me tell you some fun facts about those guys.
All right, Hoser.
Yeah, Hoser.
Yes, right? Oh,
so,
God.
Bob and Doug are two badass astronauts, engineers, and dads who are poised to make history. Check out, both men are military test pilots, engineers, members of the same NASA astronaut class, and flew on two space shuttle missions. They also married astronauts, and they each have a son. So they have astronaut wives. And they each have a son who's probably going to be an astronaut. So
wow.
Bob and Doug, those are you'd fly with those guys, right? You'd take the you'd be the third seater there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't think so. you go first.
See if I can talk you into it coming up.
Okay.
I was wondering where Bob and Doug McKenzie have been. It's been a long time.
I know.
Yeah, they've been in training, eh?
Training,
yeah.
Eh? That's great.
That
all right, 6:28.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, that was funny. 6:31. That the space SpaceX pilots were Bob and Doug, eh? That was great. What'd you say, Brian? What was
take off, eh?
Hey, take
off.
And they did. Just yeah. Like that. So we were, before the show, we were talking about whether or not we watched it. LBF, you said Dave watched it? The launch?
I think so. I mean, I wasn't... I wasn't watching him all day, so he could have caught it.
Yeah, I was fascinated and scared because it's, you know, new rocket. We haven't done it for 10 years. Could be rusty. And well, what kind of, man, what kind of courage does it take to sit on the rocket like that? So, LBF, I know you wouldn't do it for free. Brian, would you do it for free?
No.
You wouldn't do it for free?
No, thanks. No.
What would be your cost for flight? What would you you have to be paid to get on that rocket?
Couple mil would be nice.
$2 million. Think about that. $2 million?
Yeah, maybe. Five. Let's call it five.
Five. Okay. $5 million. Brian's on board. LBF, what's your price for a takeoff?
Way more than five. And here's the thing. I have in my contract to get on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to have like, you know, $900 million. Let's just call me Kylie. $900 million.
That's what it would take to get you on.
And if anything happened to me, all the money would go directly to Lucy.
Okay.
Trust for Lucy, not Dave, because Dave would take $900 million, wow. And I know exactly what he'd buy first.
I'd like to know. what do you get for $900 million? Wow.
Yeah.
I would do it. My number's 10.
$10 million.
$10 million. I want a nice big 10 in front of it. I would sit on it for 10
million.
What
is the astronaut's salary?
It's not that.
Yeah, because
it's
the
not
thing
a
is,
lot.
Is that you really have
their
to be...
life insurance.
They must have life. Yeah. They're worth more dead than alive.
I don't even want to get in a car, Bob.
You would. So for $1 billion, $900 million, you would get on it.
But I would have to have...
The stipulation.
The stipulation. But if it was just $900 million...
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. No, I still wouldn't do it.
Wow.
I wouldn't. I just... I know it's hard to believe, but I want to stick
around.
What if you
just went up and did an orbit? You didn't have
too
to
much.
Just
you
go
know,
up,
the level
you
of
go
stress,
around a few times.
I think that I'm going to die, like, all the time.
Yeah.
I live in
but
a,
if you gotta go,
a constant state of, I'm like, it's like I'm on a roller coaster all the time.
Okay, all right. So,
like, if you add in a rocket.
You just don't want to press your luck.
I know. I think I'd pass out and not make it home because of the fear factor.
See, that'd be, you'd pass out on the ship.
Yeah, then it'd
be
over.
You talk about bravery, though.
I'm like, what about Bob when it comes to everything?
Yeah, that's true. You carry a fish named Gil,
would
you?
I would.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Baby steps.
Baby steps.
I feel good. I feel great about it.
Dr. Marvin, I'm on a rocket. All right, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Okay.
Yes.
A lot of things going on. A lot of people, a lot of celebrities talking about the protests and everything. But I do want to mention a very interesting fact I found over the weekend. What celebrity had to get rid of his dog because of a new baby?
Oh, I saw the...
Wow.
That's something, huh?
Yeah, there really is.
It's
why
sad.
Would you have to do that?
I'll tell you
all
why.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Check
that's
your
a
ride.
Tease right
there.
There
you go.
Right? Radio tease.
Now you want to know.
Yeah.
This brought to you by Stress Balls De-Stressing Gummies.
Wow. I think I'd like some.
Me too. You have
especially these days. Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, did you hear about
for the whole class?
Did you hear about Costco?
No.
They're
going to
bring back samples.
Thank you, God.
Now, see, I'm looking for any positive news
that
here. I'll tell you about that coming up. Like Costco's got the samples
so
back.
So good.
You knew the world's just, it stopped spinning when that happened.
That did. So that's was it. The death knell.
Okay. That's it. They're coming back.
No samples.
Stick around for that tease. We'll tell you when. That's coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, so let's see what's happening in the Dirty Laundry Report. LBF, you had all weekend put together an interesting Monday morning report. Quiet weekend, very quiet.
You know, you sound like my teacher in like eighth grade. Yeah, like,
yeah. Really setting the bar pretty high.
You had all weekend to prepare for
your report today. Yes.
And as usual, well, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, it was a quiet weekend.
It was a super quiet weekend. Yeah, I mean, lots of obviously people tweeting about the protests, tweeting. Mm. I do want to mention a lot of celebrities participated in the protests, including John Cusack, who claims the police came at him with their batons. There's the audio of him being yelled at. It's just yelling. So I don't want anybody to listen to yelling first thing in the morning. But you know, it was an intense time out there. I know that Taylor Swift tweeted something about the president and the protests, and it was her most popular tweet. People were, like, you know, surprised that she did it because it could hurt her brand.
Let me sit down. You're saying she's not a Trump supporter?
She's not.
Okay.
She's not.
Just wanted to make sure.
You know. But lots of activity, and I'm sure if you are on Twitter or anything like that, you followed a lot of the people and listened to everything. Jamie Foxx was out there talking. Beyonce posted a video. But I was more interested in, I mean, I'm interested in this, but I was really interested in this little nugget that I found on page six about a celebrity who had to get rid of his dog, his beloved dog, because of
a
new baby.
Tell.
Well, Andy Cohen, as you know, he had to find a new home for his beloved dog, Waka. Was it Waka?
Waka.
Waka, yeah. Waka was always on Watch What Happens Live. Mm. Waka was a little bit cranky, all right? Waka went...
What kind of dog is...
A beagle. I had a beagle, too.
Okay.
All right, and this is where we have something in common.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen and I. So Waka... apparently had a couple of incidences with Ben, the new baby, who's a year old now.
Right.
He showed some occasional random signs of aggression, which could prove catastrophic for Ben. He had to rehome Waka, not Ben.
Yeah.
Found a permanent home.
Waka was here first.
Yeah.
Sometimes dogs do not fare well with babies. Well, if you ever watched Lady and the Tramp, you know how Tramp told Lady, once a baby moves in, a dog moves out.
Yeah, that's true.
So Andy Cohen had this dog for 7 years. I had a very similar situation with my dog, poor dead Norman.
Mm.
And so...
What happened to Norman?
Well, Lucy was born, and Norman was...
Was he jealous?
But he wasn't violent, but he was destructive.
Oh.
And it was just one of the situations.
That's
where
not
we had
why
to...
he's poor dead Norman.
No, he died of a heart thing.
Okay.
But before he died of a heart thing, we had to give him to a family because he was very upset with our family.
Yeah.
And it was devastating.
Well,
so I understand how Andy Cohen
Tramp
feels.
Tramp was right. You're going to go,
time. But, you know, if your baby is in danger from your dog. I just remember watching Waka on Watch What Happens Live try to bite a couple of people.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a grumpy.
And he put him with, like, the family that... watched him for him anyway. Like
right,
his,
exactly.
Like, dog sitters.
So it was
like,
he did a good job of rehoming the dog.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think people can't.
You don't want to have that regret that I should have done this sooner.
Sooner because the baby got hurt.
Yeah, you don't mess with it.
I
sorry.
Know. So anyway, sorry, Andy Cohen.
So Waka moves on.
New life, new family, new people to meet. It's like going on Tinder again after a breakup. You're like, whatever, let's just try it.
They feed you, they pay you. So,
really? Wow.
See how easy that is?
Pretty soon, Andy will be on Pet Finder.
Yeah, right. No. I bet you he'll never get another dog. That's my theory.
You never did.
No, I never did. Sad. Okay. Forbes is revoking Kylie Jenner's billionaire status and accusing her of lying. Liar. She was supposedly a self-made, that's so ridiculous, billionaire. But apparently she only made $900 million.
Oh.
So there's that.
Kicked her out of the club.
Yeah, kicked her out of the club. And that's the end of that. And so... If you're having a bad day, Kylie's really having a bad day.
She is.
Oh, I wanted to mention, too, it's Amy Schumer's 39th birthday.
Well, congratulations.
And I don't know if you have been watching Amy Schumer Learns to Cook.
I know you like it.
But it is delightful.
You like it.
And I think that her recipes are doable. And because sometimes when you're watching a TV show and you're like, this is ridiculous, it's convoluted. I love her. Her husband is the main
Yeah, like you like that. I like him. Maybe I'll watch what he's doing.
Well, no, he's the he's more fun to watch.
I was watching a little Guy Fieri yesterday.
Oh, God, of course you were. What else do you watch?
Well, so, my daughter Bridget was making penne alla vodka last night.
Really?
And you know what I told her?
What? I could do it better?
No. No. I said what Guy would say.
Oh, what?
You're the bomb.com.
Oh, my God. Does he really say that?
Yeah, he did.
You're the bomb.com?
Yeah, isn't that hip?
If you ever
did she
say
go,
that.
Dad.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously, like you're, did she just go,
No, she said, you know, if Guy ever said that to me, that would make my day. Not so much from you, Dad.
Even if Guy said it, I'd be like, you're the bomb.com.
Yeah, see, so you'll be saying that.
Say it with a mouthful.
Don't make me a sandwich. That's what I'd say.
All right, would you like a slice of good news?
Yes.
Okay.
So and a slice of cake.
Yeah, to go. There you go. There is some good news.
Yeah.
We'll try to find some today.
Yes.
Right, there's June 1st. It's a new month, right?
Yes, it's a new month.
Costco is bringing back free samples this month.
Oh, I'm
remember
so excited.
Costco? And all those free samples seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it?
I miss
it
a seems little fried quaint. Dumpling.
Right?
Yes.
Seems quaint now, doesn't it?
It does.
That they used to just walk up without a mask.
And hover.
Hover, wait for your
shot. And
then
shot do like the, like go around again.
Yes.
And again.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, they're coming back. The chief financial officer of Costco says they'll be returning sometime in the middle of this month. Things will be a little different. They didn't give specifics, but he did say, quote, it's not going to be where you just go up and pick up an open sample with your fingers. So it's going to be a different way of getting samples. But hey.
They're going to toss them from 6 feet away. All right, open wide.
Open. Yeah. No, your mask's on. You're wearing a mask.
All right.
That's it.
But catch them?
Anyway. Yeah.
Maybe. You catch them. It'll be like, like a ring toss.
Like a seal.
Yes, like a seal.
Stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
Good morning, 7-Eleven. Always like it when it's 7-Eleven.
Do you? You make a wish?
No, I want a slushy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The 11-Eleven, you make a wish. 7-Eleven, you get a slushy.
Yeah, you get a slushy. Big gulp, whatever. Sunny today and 65. It's like your perfect day.
It is. It's a perfect day.
65 degrees and sunny. Weather-wise, it's just the best. Yeah, other than that.
Yep, other than that.
So, you just story of Kylie Jenner, not really a billionaire?
Yeah, liar.
Lying. Oh, by the way.
Liar, liar, fake face on fire.
So she's not really a billionaire. You want to know what, you want to hear some fun things that celebrities do with their money?
Is this the you have more money than brains?
Yep.
Set up? All right, I got it.
Let me run a few by you. What celebrities do with their money? Number one, Lady Gaga spent $45,000 on electromagnetic field reader to detect the paranormal activity around her.
Mm.
There's no way that she did that.
It's true. Drake.
I mean, I wonder how much that meat dress was, too.
Drake bought a $400,000 custom mattress.
Wow.
Yep. The bed was produced by Hastings.
I mean, knowing Drake, it's only going to get ruined.
Check this out.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wow.
It has a whiskey and
waterproof.
Holy.
That's amazing.
It has a whiskey and champagne bar built into the headboard.
All right. Yeah.
It's a horsehair mattress. Took four people.
Not a horse head.
Yep, yeah. No, horsehair. Bono from U2 bought a seat on a plane for his hat. A plane ticket for his hat. After forgetting his hat in another city, Bono spent $1,700 to have his hat flown to him.
Yeah, that's. I feel like that is the bed is ridiculous, but that's not as ridiculous for a celebrity weirdo.
Plus,
celebrity
as someone,
stuff.
I've lost a hat, and man, when you have a favorite hat, you pay anything to be reunited
yes,
with it.
It's so true.
I left mine on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge one time.
Dave left his
never forgotten
at a pub in New Jersey and actually got it back.
Did he really?
Yep.
See,
like,
there you go.
Like 6 months later,
Paris Hilton spent $325,000. For a two-story Spanish colonial-style mansion with bright pink interiors and a chandelier for her dog.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And it has central air.
Well, that's important. And it has. Fur.
You think Waka is going to get that?
Nope.
Beyonce spent, for the 2007 BET Awards, she spent $100,000. On what is Balenciaga leggings?
Oh, it's a Balenciaga. Yeah, leggings. Balenciaga bag is very nice.
She spent
leggings,
100 grand
huh?
on it.
Well, what did they do?
I don't think. Shiny. Katy Perry finally bought a $200,000 ticket to outer space for her then husband Russell Brand's 35th birthday.
Well, now she really wishes he was in
space. Take off, eh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's whenever the Virgin Galactic space venture goes. Her ex, Russell Brand's got
it. He's on it. Yeah, nice.
He's on it. So there you go. That's what rich people are doing with their money.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've spent money on? And I'm not like it's just like you're kind of like, what was I thinking?
Because I've been a dad for so long, I don't spend anything on myself.
You probably have spent something ridiculous on them.
But
though.
I do want to buy myself a gift at some point.
What is it?
A Cialis car. So I want to have like a... Something, and Brian's going to help me
something
with
that you're really excited to drive.
Yeah.
You want like a convertible?
Yes, like a 70s, 80s kind of convertible that's
where you take
fixed up.
Your I don't wife have, on a Cialis weekend.
Let's hope.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You think she'll come?
A car, huh? You a car too?
Well, I mean, I'd love if I had like unlimited funds. Yeah, like the first thing I'd buy would be like a Ford GT.
Yeah, it's so funny. You guys.
I already have a dealer that I follow on Instagram that sells
Look at
them.
That. Yes, what we want.
Dave, same thing.
He wants the Cialis car?
He just wants his brother-in-law's Corvette. So he took a picture of it. He's like, look at this car. I'm like, whose car is that? He's like, Dave's. I'm like,
could be mine.
Could be mine. Like, no, it couldn't. No, it couldn't.
See, that's where he's. Oh, man.
Sorry.
You think it could happen, then somebody... Then there's LBF.
Just the fun
brushing
sponge.
Dreams. Yeah.
The fun sponge. I suck all the fun out of life.
I know. Well, it's like my wife, Carolyn's like, so you can have some car that leaks oil in the garage?
That's right.
No, it's not going to leak oil.
Yes, it will.
That's
character.
Yes, it will.
You can't get that anymore.
Can't get that.
Yeah.
So you're not team car either, then?
I'm team... Go ahead and do what you want to do, but don't touch our savings.
See Alice go.
Yeah.
There she goes down the street. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more with Tears for Fears. Shouts. It's 7:25. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today in 65. Just beautiful weather. It's the 1st of June, so that's good news. As
yes.
Trying to find a sliver of good news after this past weekend. Right, so we have that going for us. Tomorrow, sun and 71. You take that, wouldn't you?
I will.
All the
that.
Way to the bank.
You know who's happy?
Who's happy?
Clint Eastwood.
Why is Clint happy?
He just joined the 90-plus club.
He's 90?
He turned 90 yesterday.
Wow. Imagine that.
And he's, like, still going strong. I mean,
still directing movies.
Yeah. But, like...
Right?
I mean, stay off his lawn. Don't get
Definitely
it wrong.
Stay off his lawn. Don't ask to borrow a chair. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, whatever. It's fine. Mm. But I read this thing that, like, examples of celebrities that are the same age.
Celebrities that are the same age.
Like, I don't know. I know... But he's 90, but I don't know what, like, there's a 90-plus. Mel Brooks is, what, 94? Bob Barker's 97.
96,
Is Bob Barker still alive?
Yeah.
He is?
I think so. Wow. Word on the street. Yeah. I mean, you never know.
I don't want to jinx him or anything. But
right.
Yeah.
But did you know that Betty White and Judy Garland are the same age? Judy Garland, of course,
would
is
have been,
dead.
Right.
But Betty, 98.
Wow.
Jeez. All right, Harrison Ford.
Betty got a lot more years, didn't she?
Yeah, but Betty didn't go through what poor Judy Garland went through. No. You got to see that movie, Judy.
Okay.
Harrison Ford and Joe Biden, same age.
Are you serious?
Yes, 77.
Wow. Harrison Ford was president.
Right.
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I don't want to get on his plane.
Yeah, I know, right? He's always crashing them out.
Oh, no.
Amy Schumer and Beyonce, same age.
How old's that?
39. Kylie Jenner and Malala. How do you pronounce her last name?
Obama. Malala.
Malala.
No.
Malala.
Oh, I thought you meant Obama.
They're 22.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Bob, do you want to know who's your age? I won't say your age, but
yeah, go ahead.
Who's your...
Who
All
is?
Right. George Clooney.
Oh, George and I are the same age.
Yep. Christopher Maloney from SVU. Yes. George Stephanopoulos. This is what the thing about, like, it's not, like, I'm looking at in terms of, like, looks and how people look, but actually it's more of, like, accomplishment. Like, Tim Cook is, like, you know, that's kind of a big deal.
How old's Tim Cook?
He's your age.
Wow. He's 45?
Amazing.
He's done well.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. RuPaul. Oh, Stanley Tucci. You know who's my age?
Who's your age?
The Rock.
Okay.
Same body type.
No.
Elon Musk is my age.
Wow. That's he just launched a rocket.
Yeah, he just launched
space.
A rocket. I'm like, seriously, like I made like dinner last night. Woo!
Yeah, right.
Snoop Dogg. Jennifer Garner. That made me feel bad.
Yep. And yeah, Alanis is 46. Isn't that ironic? That's not ironic.
My age.
Yeah, but you guys, that's like that.
We're the same.
You're the same.
We're the same. Me and Alanis, we go way back.
Yeah.
You ever, what's the line about spoons?
Oh, I was like, no.
All you needed was a spork?
Yes.
Right.
That is the dumbest song, by the way.
It is the dumbest song.
It's completely grammatically incorrect. So if you're like defining irony in school or homeschool,
don't use that song.
Every example
but
is wrong.
But always remember this line about that song. I know we've gone down the rabbit hole here, but I think you told me this, and I won't forget it, LBF. This isn't it ironic that the song Ironic has nothing to do with irony?
Right.
Maybe that's the most ironic thing.
Isn't that the irony
has
of that
song? Has
everyone
been eating edibles?
Maybe.
I know it was a tough weekend, but we need to be lucid.
What do my eyes look like right now?
All righty, then. It's 728 LBF coming up with some dirty laundry.
All right, we're going to find out who lied to Forbes magazine and now is humiliated publicly. And also,
how can they live with themselves?
Why a celebrity had to get rid of his beloved puppy.
Okay.
I mean, not puppy.
Better
dog.
Be a good reason.
Yes, there is.
Let's see what's in the laundry on this beautiful Monday, June 1st, sunny and 65 degrees. All right, LBF, what do you have?
Let's take a break from the madness and talk about trivial stuff, shall we?
Yeah,
yeah.
Please.
Because you know what? There's nothing like a Kardashian to take your mind off the world. But first, before
Never
we get to that.
I would agree with you
Yeah,
on
I
that,
know, right? Yeah, like, okay.
Kind of do now.
I want to talk first about Andy Cohen. Because Andy Cohen, Watch What Happens Live, Bravo. He brought us all the Real Housewives, which is just, again, a lovely distraction. Sometimes I watch that as my meditation. I know that's weird because they're constantly
You can only
screaming.
Watch so much of the
Challenge
day's
accepted.
News, right?
Yeah.
Watched a lot of Below Deck over the weekend.
Yeah, it was, yes. Yeah. I mean, Junahana. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll be on a yacht in my mind. So Andy Cohen.
Isn't
just,
that funny? You guys watch that, and I watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and.
Whatever it takes, Bob.
Yeah.
That's thebomb.com.
You're thebomb.com. There you go. See, I knew you'd say it before the show was over.
It's happening to me. Andy Cohen had a son last year, Ben. Mm. And before he had Ben, he had his beloved dog, Waka, a beagle. Mm. And he would bring him on the show, Watch What Happens Live, and post photos. His baby, 7 years.
Until.
But he had to rehome Waka because Waka showed some occasional random signs of aggression that could prove catastrophic for his son Ben.
I didn't know beagles could be that aggressive.
Yeah, anything can be aggressive.
I suppose, but
yeah,
beagle. Huh.
But I've seen Waka be aggressive with some guests on Watch What Happens Live. I was like, that dog just would growl and snap sometimes. And
because he is a good judge of character.
Well, you know, I had a dog, Molly,
mm-hmm.
who really was a good judge of character.
Mm-hmm.
She was a puppy, mm-hmm. and she growled at this editor at the Herald.
See?
And I was like, right on, pal. Right. I mean, she was the sweetest puppy in the world, and this guy took her, and she's like, I was like, whoa.
Right?
So,
they
good
know.
To know.
They know.
Well, anyway, so he had to rehome Waka with the people who took care of Waka when he would go away and stuff like that. So Waka's okay. It's just really sad because, you know, he had the dog for 7 years, but you have to prioritize at that point because if anything happened to Ben, it would
well,
be really
you know, it's
bad.
National Flip-A-Coin Day. I hope it wasn't that.
Is it National Flip-A-Coin Day?
It's National Flip-A-Coin
Day. That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, so go ahead. Flip it. Oh, dog goes.
Oh, my God. I feel really bad, but it happens. Yeah. Okay. Kylie Jenner. Liar.
No, which one is she? There's
nobody knows.
She's the one
who's... two that Bruce and
yeah, she's a Jenner.
Kim had, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that makes
so
sense.
It's
the younger or the
Chris
older?
Chris and
is she
Bruce.
The skinny, tall one or the not-so-skinny, tall one?
She is the not-so-skinny, tall. I don't know. They're all skinny
one.
And tall.
I don't know.
Anyway, no. One of them, the rich one, says Forbes said she was a billionaire. She's not, and everyone, she's 22 years old, and everyone was like, oh my God. She's not a billionaire. She was only worth $900 million because apparently she lied to Forbes about certain things and whatnot. But, and now they're really upset.
Only $900 million?
Yeah. And she immediately tweeted she didn't do anything wrong and that the story is filled with inaccurate statements and unproven assumptions. I'm sorry, but if somebody said to me, oh, you're not worth $1 billion, you're worth $900 million,
yeah.
I would not, I'd be like, okay.
I think you could brush that
one off. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. A math is hard.
Yeah.
I get it.
But if just 100 million of us donate a dollar.
That's right. Then she can put her over
behind.
The edge.
Yes.
I mean, I just don't understand how she's worth all that money, and yet I don't own or know anybody who owns anything of hers.
Oh, you mean her makeup
yeah.
line?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, and I, not anybody, not a teen, not a teenager,
I don't know
20-something,
either.
I don't know
I don't
one
want to know
person.
Anybody, please.
I know. That would be a secret shame, like if you went into, you were dating and then you went into the person's bathroom and you found all like Kylie Jenner stuff.
What's your
like,
secret? It's Kylie Jenner product.
Well,
does she make her money from that or from just being an influencer on Insta? Oh.
No, I think a lot
you know
of
mean?
It has to do with her makeup line and stuff like
okay.
that. But yeah, I mean, all of it together.
And she gets paid to tweet or do anything.
I know.
On
it's
media.
Patently unfair.
Yeah.
And then just on a bright note, it's Amy Schumer's 39th birthday. And I just, if you guys are, you know, needing a distraction,
sure.
you should go on the Food Network and Food TV and watch Amy Schumer learns to cook. Her husband is Chris Fisher, and he's local. He's from Martha's Vineyard, and he's a James Beard award-winning chef. And he teaches Amy how to cook, and she likes to drink through the whole thing. Mm. And it's very fun, and he's adorable, and she's funny, and it'll take your mind off a lot of things. In fact, if you get HBO Max, which I probably won't do because it's yet another subscription I can't afford,
right.
July 9th, Expecting Amy is a 2-hour special documentary about her, too. So we love a little Amy Schumer.
Amy everywhere.
It's a lot of like, a little humor. I watched a lot of comedy on Netflix this weekend to kind of get my mind
I'm almost done my Grant miniseries.
Your Grant miniseries. Yeah,
that
we're very
so
different people. You're watching
you should
Grant.
Watch it. You learn some history.
On Ulysses S. Grant.
I'd rather watch that than Amy Schumer
no, you
Burns
wouldn't.
Dinner. Whatever
no,
name.
You
that's
wouldn't.
That's pretty entertaining, I guess.
Is
say.
It really?
Yeah.
You watch the Patton Oswalt special on Netflix.
Okay.
That's good, too.
You know what was disappointing? I think you agree with me. Is the new Jerry Seinfeld Netflix.
It was just a little whiny. You
was
know,
he
I
whiny?
Don't, I, yeah, I don't,
he doesn't we, like people.
Yeah. And we all, I don't want to hear whiny. I want to hear funny.
Funny. Make me laugh.
I mean, at a different time, in a different place, I would have been like great at, but no, not this weekend.
Not
today.
Not today. No whining. Wow. Mr. Seinfeld. What does he have to complain about?
Right.
Right. All right, 7:51. We're due. We haven't given away $1,000 in a while with Super Smart. Is today the day? We'll find out at 8:10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player, Laura C. from Plymouth. Good morning, Laura.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good. Laura, what are you doing today in Plymouth?
I'm home right now because I'm on furlough from work, but I'm getting ready for my son's graduation. He's going to be graduating June 6th. He's a senior.
Oh, wow.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
From PHS?
Plymouth South High School.
There you go. Well, what's his first name?
Dylan.
Dylan, congratulations, Dylan. I'm sure you'll have a party when we can do that, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's just going to be bigger and better, Dylan. Stay tuned. The relatives will be bringing you lots of cash.
Yes.
All right. Maybe $1,000 from Mom right now.
Maybe.
Let's see. All right, Laura, you want to play a Super Smart? You ready to play?
Yes, definitely.
You get them all right. We'll give you $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, just say pass. If we have time, we will get back to it. Here we go.
A caterpillar grows into what?
A butterfly.
What is the capital of Georgia?
Savannah.
Who is the one-eyed giant of Greek mythology?
Cyclops.
Joe Biden and Harrison Ford are the same age, true or false?
True.
Who sings Rocket Man?
Billy Joel. Elton John.
In which sport is the word love used?
Tennis.
Who invented calculus?
Pat.
What is the longest running Broadway show?
Hamilton.
What is the name of Andy Cohen's son?
Ben.
What is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
A strawberry.
Who invented calculus?
Oh my God. I don't know.
You can guess.
Three, two, one. Oh, you did great, though.
You did really great.
Really good. Laura, you got 7 right, and I could tell you've been listening to the show this morning, right?
Yes, I have.
Good job.
It pays to listen, because LBF had a couple of questions you mentioned earlier. That's right.
Laura, did you go back and what was the capital of Georgia?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, right. I thought you had changed it too.
We'll
so
eight.
That's an 8, mm-hmm. Laura.
Okay.
Good job. What'd you miss?
Who invented calculus? Sir Isaac Newton, that horrible
Not
man.
Not just the fig Newton.
Yes.
We prefer the fig.
And the longest Broadway show on Broadway is actually Phantom of the Opera. And
you said Hamilton.
It seems that way.
That's the most expensive.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway. But hey, 8 out of 10, that's a win. That's
bragging
a win.
Rights.
Very good.
On a Monday.
Right?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hey, look, we're going to send you a WROR t-shirt, all right, Laura? You can wear that proudly this summer. Heck, you might even give it to your boy.
The graduate.
You good?
Yes, there you go.
Better than a diploma.
That's right. All right. Laura, take care, okay? And hopefully you'll be unfurled soon. Well, they'll
thank
unfurl you,
so you,
as they say.
Yes, right.
Be nice.
Ooh.
Unfurled.
Okay, yeah.
Stop there?
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe.
Good. We'll do that. Yep. All right. Sounds right. Okay. If you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds like Laura from Plymouth did, sign up at WROR.com. I think she has a lot to be proud of. Eight out of 10.
Really good.
That's very good. That's high average.
Yep.
For us. Plus, the home version of the game goes up later.
Yes, at WROR.com. It's multiple choice, so it's a little bit easier.
Can you do me a favor? Just start saying it's at WROR.thebomb.com.
No. I will not do that.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what do you have that's cool to take our mind off the weekend that was?
To sort of have a splashy graduation.
A splashy?
Even though.
Graduation.
There's no ceremony.
Yeah, but people are getting creative, aren't they?
They sure are.
All right. So we'll find out what you got. Ryan Bell.
Yeah, cool thing some of the Celtics were up to over the weekend.
They were doing it right.
Doing it right.
And coming up over the weekend on Saturday, did you guys watch the launch of the SpaceX rocket Crew Dragon? I know, LBF, you came in later, right?
I watched the replay just to make sure.
You didn't want to watch it live,
no,
right?
No lies.
All
not
right.
for me.
All right.
Yeah. My little girl was watching it.
Did she?
She loved it. Pretty cool.
It was amazing. It really was.
Yeah.
So I'll talk about the astronauts, Bob and Doug.
Bob and Doug. Who knew?
Who knew they were on it? All right. LBF.
Okay, so lots of graduations happening this time of year. In fact, Canton High School had their Class of 2020 parade on Saturday morning. It was really, really great to see all those seniors have at least some sort of celebration because it is not what they expected. But speaking of not what you expected, it's pretty cool in Key West when you graduate from high school. They got real creative. The Somerset Island Prep Senior, by the way, if you're going to Somerset Island Prep on Key West, life is already good.
Where do you go from there?
I don't know. Right? Nowhere.
Who leaves? They're
not leaving now, so
nope.
Just enjoy
yeah.
the view. They put on their caps and gowns yesterday only to jump on a jet ski and get their diplomas. And the principal stood by on a boat with an extension pole in order to safely give the students their certification.
That is cool.
And each senior took a jet ski course the day before and wore a life jacket under their gown. Have you ever driven a...
Love jet ski.
You
they're
do.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think I'd own one, but they're fun when you get on them.
I've been on one. I'm a little nervous.
No, they're great.
I hold on tight.
Let Dave drive.
Yes, that's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
Then
you
he
do.
Goes too fast and I scream when he's
<Yeah. laughs>
it's
it.
Fun for him.
Well, it's fun.
He goes more than 10 knots.
Yeah, really.
Is too much
I can't
for
hear. But anyway, congratulations to the seniors.
That's pretty cool. All right, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you know, over the weekend, of course, a lot of protests and. Jaylen Brown from the Celtics, he drove 15 hours from Boston to Atlanta. He grew up just outside of Atlanta in Marietta, and he thought it was important to be there. He led the peaceful protest, and there were some peaceful protests around here that turned ugly late in the night. But around here, too, Marcus Smart was out there and Enes Kanter. I saw them both addressing the crowd. I saw them on Channel 5 News and saying the right things, saying good things, trying to spread a positive message,
yeah.
And it was...
You know,
really just good to see.
They're always held up to be role models, and sometimes against their will, but those would be two great role models. That's, you know, how you do it.
Yeah. Because, you know, as I struggle to explain this to my 10-year-old, what's going on in the world
right
now.
Right.
Sports figures doing it right, like Jaylen Brown. He's a smart guy, and it was good to see and be able to say, there you go, this is a guy doing it right.
You know, you just said something there that makes you think, how do you tell a 10-year-old what's going on before all this? You know, you had everything. You've had Kobe Bryant, COVID-19, and now this.
I know. I'm just like, Lucy, go ask your father.
Go. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's how
I roll.
All right. Okay, Saturday, there was a slice of good news. I got to be honest with you. Watching it with some trepidation, because it is 2020 after all, and nothing seems to have gone right. So we watched the launch of that SpaceX rocket, which was the first time in 9 or 10 years that the U.S. has launched our own. We've been bumming rides from the Russians for a lot of money. They ain't cheap.
Right.
It's not exactly Uber, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to pay. So we decided to bring it home, and it's great news. So the astronauts were Bob and Doug. Did you know that?
Bob and Doug, they're
Doug.
Back.
Remember them?
Bob, Doug, on behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Okay, good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Thanks, Bala. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9, and it was incredible. Appreciate all the hard work, and thanks for the great ride to space.
And then what they say?
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh?
Hoser.
Hoser. They were drinking Molsons.
Yeah.
It was great. And, you know, they just had a good
Bob
old time.
Bob and Doug.
Their uniforms were interesting. They had flannel. No.
Oh,
no,
they did,
no,
right?
No, the hat. No, but these guys, let me tell you the real story quickly. Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken, they are military test pilots. They're engineers. They're members of the same NASA astronaut class of 2000. They flew on 2 space shuttle missions. They also married astronauts. So they're each married to a fellow astronaut.
That's
cool. And they each have a son. One is 48, the other's 53. So there you go. That's the real Bob and Doug. Wonder what they've been up to.
Chickens.
No, which is great to see that 53-year-old astronaut. Wouldn't you trust him rather than some hotshot pilot named Maverick?
Yeah.
You want Bob and Doug.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't really trust any 53-year-old men either. But no, I'm kidding.
Hey, oh, wow.
A lot of reasons for that. All right. Some of us are role models. Anyway, that's cool. And sunny today. That's cool, too. 65. It's a perfect day for June 1st. All right. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Sunny today. The high is 65. That's pretty sweet. Take that for a Monday, June 1st. A little cloudy night down to 48. Open the windows. Let the sun shine in. That nice breeze. See, we're trying to put a shine
on
this
show. Yeah, it's
a
nice day. It's going to be a nice, clear, sunny day.
And tomorrow, sunny in the morning, maybe a few clouds, a high 71. So pretty good. Pretty good week. All right. Wednesday, we're gonna be in the high 70s. So
it's going to be 80s at the end of the week, right?
That Thursday, yeah.
That's so okay.
Maybe not as sticky as it was.
Yeah.
It was too soon. Coming on a little strong,
yeah.
Don't you think?
At night was nice on the deck.
Did you like that?
Yeah, there was a breeze, so it like blew all the little small bugs away.
So did you watch the Dropkick Murphys Friday from Fenway?
Sadly, no.
No, you didn't watch that?
I didn't. I don't know what I did on Friday.
You were riding your new tricycle around.
Yes,
yes.
We were riding our tricycle around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
which, by the way, is so cute. Mm-hmm. Yes, the Dropkick Murphys were live from Fenway, and I got to say, I loved every minute of the show. I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
I mean, it's weird for them to not perform in front of an audience, no, but still, they pull it off.
Yeah, they're loud
enough.
They're
so talented. Yeah. Oh, they're loud.
Yeah, they're plenty
How do
loud
they
for
have
everybody.
Any voice left after a concert, these guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they can perform the next day.
Yeah, I don't think they
Their
do.
Throats have to just, I mean, they left it all in the field.
They left it all in the
they
field.
Left
That's
it all
the way
the field.
It needs to be done.
It was a great show. They played all their hits, just like you'd want. It raised a lot of money. Now, I don't remember the last count, but I know it was somewhere in the $300,000 range.
Wow.
And not bad. It might be more. That was the last time I looked. You can still go to their Facebook page and stream the show again. It's 2 hours long. They put it all out there.
Yeah, they did like 28 songs.
Yeah.
28
they really,
songs?
Hey, that's a I think lot. It's a, did they do 28
yeah.
songs?
Yeah.
Man.
I think it's good news just for like concerts in general that it went off pretty well. They sounded great.
Yeah.
Bruce popped in.
Yeah, here it is.
Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue.
Bruce.
I ain't winning no one over. I'll wear it just fair. I got your name written here. In a rose tattoo. In a rose tattoo.
Yeah.
In a rose tattoo. I got your name written here.
That's not bad. He Skyped in or Zoomed in. So it
yeah,
wasn't
he was
like,
up on the big screen. It was kind of cool.
That's cool.
It wasn't much of a delay. It was great.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Do you think they'll invite Barry Manilow next time?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. I'd love to hear Barry sing like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Barry, leave
oh,
it
man,
on.
Oh, Mandy!
I'm shipping up to... Barry would do a different
way. I'd tune in on that.
Wouldn't Barry do it?
Yeah, he'd do something.
Let me hear Barry doing shipping up to Boston.
I got
to
work on that, Bob. That think, takes a little
oh,
bit of
yeah.
thinking.
I'm shipping up to Boston.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
yeah
to find my wooden leg. I'm a sailor pig, and I've lost my leg.
And then
hey,
he'd like take it
swanky.
To a crescendo level.
No, nobody like, does crescendo nope. like Barry, though. Man, oh, man.
He's king of the bridge.
I'll see how they do. I'd like to see the donations, please. Please, make it stop. I'll pay him to stop. Anyway. Anyway, so it was a great show, and the boss must be a fan because he looked psyched to be there.
Oh.
He really did. I think his son introduced them at a concert, brought dad, Bruce, to the show, and they've been friends ever since. You could tell they had a lot of camaraderie.
That's nice.
With Bruce and yeah.
The
guys.
Check so it good. Out.
I could have used like one
yes.
good Bruce hit. With
yes.
the Dropkicks.
Yeah.
Like,
played,
that would have been nice.
He played American Land.
American Land, like a
it's nice.
You know, immigrant anthem.
It's yeah. no Thunder Road.
And it's kind
no,
of,
it
no,
wasn't.
No.
No.
You and me,
Road.
Wendy.
But it was good. So next year, yeah, no. maybe Barry Manilow and DKM together. That'd be the show.
Listen, I'm telling you, people would tune something. In. Maybe oh, just for
yeah.
a minute,
yeah.
but they'd tune in.
I think they'd be shipping out of Boston.
It would be
really.
The most I'm popular saying, minute yeah, and a half right. on YouTube and Facebook Live.
I think it'd be, I'm shipping out of Boston. Get me out of here. All right, restaurant of the day coming up next. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Monday, June 1st, so flip the calendar, June 1st. Can you believe that?
No. Calendar, what's that?
I know it. It's a reentry day, isn't it, for a lot of places?
Yeah.
Yes.
We might be seeing coworkers we haven't seen forever.
Ooh, let's get out of here.
No,
wrap it up?
No. We welcome them with non-open arms.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Yep, masked faces and non-open arms.
Maybe we'll order some food in for all the people that have been here for a while.
Oh, and sorry, tap the brakes.
And we'll give them the bill. No,
yeah.
It's today's restaurant of the day would be perfect for takeout, right?
It's actually excellent.
Okay,
takeout.
Our restaurant of the day is
Bites.
Bites.
B-Y-T-E-S in Foxborough. It's like a gaming restaurant. You like game and
then
you eat.
That's why they spell it Bites.
Right.
All right.
But you can game at home until they open up, and then you can order some of the delicioso gaming snacks because, really, you've got to, it's kind of, sometimes have to be sort of hands-free, pop it in your mouth real quick. I'm looking at the sort of munchies that they have.
Yeah.
Slowly. Large cheese sticks, handfuls of mozzarella baked on our scratch dough, dipped in yumminess.
Mm-hmm.
They have, oh my God, a pepperoni. It's a homemade sourdough stuffed with pepperoni and mozzarella, mm-hmm. served with marinara. You can do that with buffalo chicken, too.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow. My God.
Wow.
Everything looks so good. And then they have pizza and wings and sandwiches and calzones. And a salad.
They have a salad. I saw they have a Caesar. Yeah, it's nice with chicken, your protein.
Garlic.
Well, here's
butter.
The deal. We've done all kinds of restaurants. We've done Italians, you know, sophisticated, seafood.
Mm-hmm.
We've done tea places called Fancy That and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, it's not just the restaurants. It's also these stores, like restaurants like Bites, which deals in fun gamer food that
this would be right up my son's alley because all he does is sit around playing NBA 2K and eating hot wings.
Is his alley in Foxborough?
Yeah, I mean, it's right at Patriot Place.
There you go.
Yeah,
Patriot Place.
Yeah,
it's great, and it's like one of those things where I hadn't heard of this restaurant, and I'm near Patriot Place, and I would love to when it opens. That'd be such a great place to go.
Game, you guys love that.
Order now.
All right,
at home.
It's Bites Restaurant. Yes, you can. Order open for carryout. Order online at eatbitesusa.com or go to wrwr.com and check out our ever-growing featured restaurant of the day.
Second. So good. It's Stromboli.
Oh, now you
which
have
I just thought was the puppeteer.
No.
Pinocchio, but nope.
No.
It's actually a food.
It is a delicious food. Okay, if you have a restaurant that you want to have featured as the WROR featured restaurant of the day, it's so easy. Just go to WROR.com/local. Tell us about it, and we'll maybe make you the featured restaurant of the day, and we'll drool over your menu.
Yes,
like
we will.
Just did. Okay.
Nice.
There you have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.